Tuesday and Wednesday, Parshas Vayischa, Shir 310. In 1943, there were certain groups that started circulating predictions that Mashiach is coming very, very soon. And there was a store owner in Toronto who was not religious, and until that time, he remained open, his store, even on Rosh Hashanah, even on Yom Kippur, and he got swept up with the enthusiasm that when Mashiach was coming, and he decided that he's going to close his store for Shabbos, anticipating Mashiach's arrival. Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky called the man in, and he explained to him that the Kedusha of Shabbos and the necessity to remain closed on Shabbos applies regardless when Mashiach comes. And he told the man that even though we daven and we hope that Mashiach will arrive any day, there is absolutely no reason to believe that he would arrive in the near future, or maybe he would delay for another 50 years. And Reb Yaakov Zatzal's son-in-law asked him, why did he disillusion this man? This man, in all likelihood, will now give up his Kedusha Shabbos. Is it worth it? And Reb Yaakov said that even though being Mechal Shabbos is like a person was Mechal the whole Torah, but yet an individual that believes in Mashiach still has a place in Olam Haba, even if he's Mechal Shabbos. If Mashiach doesn't come as is predicted, he'll lose his belief in Mashiach too. And I couldn't take the responsibility of depriving this individual of his Olam Haba. And this is the lesson that Reb Yaakov is teaching us. Sometimes it seems as if there's a small gain, but we have to look at the big picture. Is the individual really doing tshuva? Is he really turning around? Or is there, Rachmana Litzlan, a potential pitfall that can take place? And he can end up a lot worse off than he is currently.